Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, you know very well that I follow Maryland wine very, very closely.
Yes, I do.
And I've been so impressed by the recent upsurge in quality almost across the board. And the first thing I noticed was how good the whites were getting.
I would agree with you. You know, with summer about to begin, I thought I would highlight a few good Maryland white wines to enjoy with the warm weather and lighter foods. So first up, I tried the 2023 Albarino from Bordy Vineyards. Bordy actually was Maryland's first winery. I don't know if you knew that. It was started by a gentleman named Philip Wagner in Ryerwood in 1945.
Near where you used to live.
Near where I used to live. And I used to run through his vineyards when I was a kid because my aunt lived right next door. Any event, now 80 years old and run by the DeFord family, who are super people, and located in the Long Green Valley, the DeFords provided, you know, the DeFords provided grapes for Philip Wagner?
I didn't know
so
that.
So the whole thing ties together.
How about that?
Yeah, it's hilarious. Anyway, the Bordy 2023 Albarino is a very good example of the varietal, and it truly rivals its counterparts from Spain. Pale straw, aromas and flavors of peach, subtle orange. The wine is very crisp, vibrant, clean on the palate. Indeed, Albarino is a grape that seems to be getting a good toehold in Maryland.
Yeah.
And at $19.99 a bottle, the Bordy Albarino is a good example of exactly why that's happening. Anyway, I then went to Low Vineyards, who are located in Mount Airy, and this was their 2023 white wine blend called Beloved. Low Vineyards has a pretty fascinating story. It was founded in 1982 by a Hungarian Holocaust survivor.
That's right.
Yeah. And this was his post-retirement project. Anyway, his name was William Lowe, and the property is now run by his eldest granddaughter, Rachel Lippman.
Yep.
And they're doing some pretty interesting stuff. Interestingly enough, William Lowe sourced his first vines in 1982 from Bordy founder Philip Wagner.
Oh, how about that?
So how about this, all this stuff tying together?
Mm-hmm.
Small world indeed. Anyway, Lowe's Beloved is a blend of Pinot Blanc with Chardonnay and Grüner Veltliner, which is another emerging grape in this area. Subtle flavors of peach and nectarine with floral notes. The wine is rounded and just off dry, very pleasant and enjoyable at $22.99. And as I said before, Grüner Veltliner is another grape that Maryland winemakers are beginning to have some good success with.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, I tried the 2023 Vidal Blanc from Big Cork Vineyards in Roarsville, Maryland. This sells for $19.99. Big Cork is one of the new guard for Maryland wineries, opened in 2015. It's one of Maryland's most awarded wineries indeed. Vidal Blanc is a white hybrid grape that was developed in the 1930s in France, but has had some success in both the U.S. and Canada, and is known for stone fruit and tropical fruit flavors. The Big Cork Vidal certainly aligns with that flavor profile, with flavors of peach, pineapple, and a subtle grapefruit aroma, which was really kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well-rounded, just off dry, and enjoyably lush. Fair value at $19.99 for sure. I'm going to be exploring some more Maryland wines this summer just for my personal enjoyment.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to see that so many people are getting away from just Chardonnay, Chardonnay, Chardonnay.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, just for its classic style and it's just being spot on, the Bordy 2023 Albarino is my wine of the week.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.